Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the 80 Venice Film Festival, Laura Della Corte, and today we are here with the director of Sam Corasau Artless in the section Orizzonti, Nara Normanda. How are you feeling today?
Very nervous. Excited. But very excited to finally show the film to an audience. Nice. That's so important as Venice.
Nice. Heartless, you know, is a feature film based on your short film of the 2014, if I'm right. And could you just explain how the idea went from the short film and evolved in a feature length?
Yeah, when we shot the film there, that's the region I was born, at the beach, we thought it was a very huge universe that we couldn't portray just in a short film.
Yeah.
So just after that, we had so many ideas, meeting the actors, you know, like the teenagers from the region, and it inspired us a lot, especially with the relation of with Eduarda Samara, that's the actress, that's one of the main actresses. And we've developed this relation with her during the years, and it was just natural to make this short into a feature film.
And how long it takes for you to complete the shooting? Was it difficult because of the setting?
Actually, we wrote the script in 2016. We started to write, so it's a long process of creating and finding the financing. And then for the shooting, we shot in 2022, between September and October. So we had, as the pandemic, it affected the schedule of the shooting. We should supposed to be before. And also we had a Bolsonaro in the power there in Brazil that was taking our money, freezing our money. So it was a big fight to have the money back, to get the money back. Whoa. So so now it's much better.
It's a miracle, actually, yeah. So you mentioned the influence of filmmakers like Lucrezia Martel, Alice Robacher, and how did these influence, shape your approach to tell this storytelling?
Yeah, actually, we really like the way both directors direct the actors. They are just amazing how it seems so natural, and at the same time with this documental feeling that we also have in the film, you know, and style of the camera also. I think for Heartless, we go a little bit deeper in the fantastic elements that these directors not don't do so much, but for it's mainly for the actors and for the styling of. We'd love to have shot in 16 millimeters, for example, as Alice does a lot. I love her movies, but we couldn't. Financially, it was impossible to shoot in film nowadays. It's so hard. But I mean, yeah, I think the scripts are also very interesting. Interests us about the humanity, you know, the social aspects.
Yeah, and about that, the film explores themes like class, corruption, but also the parent-child relationships. And I would like to know if you can elaborate a bit on how these themes are woven inside, you know, the narrative and why they were important for you. Sure.
Could you repeat?
The theme of the parent-child relationship inside the movie is very important, and I would like to know why. Where the reason why it is important for you to show that kind of relationship?
Yeah, actually, it was very natural. It was coming in the script very natural. We brought a strong relation between Tamara and her mother, and then it was becoming the strong relation between Eduarda, that's Heartless, and the father. And the father, it's really her father, Eduarda's father.
Oh, wow.
So it was very interesting. We were building this during the script. It was not supposed to be, let's talk about parents and, you know.
Yeah.
But they become stronger characters in the film naturally. They support the main protagonists in the film, and I think it's very important the way they appear in the film, you know, to strengthen their lives. I mean,
And how it was the casting process? I mean, I think there are, you know, actors and non-actors there, so how it was, you know, to keep all the things together on the setting?
Yeah, actually, Eduarda was the actress from the short that did the feature. We were very happy for that she could do that. And Maya, for example, is my cousin. Plays Tamara.
Yeah.
Yes, I knew her since she was a child. And I thought, when I was writing the script, I thought, maybe she could be Tamara, but she was like 9 years, you know, when I had the first version of the script. I know it's she's too young, so but it took time. And then she was like 15, and okay, let's try. So we made lots of tests with her. And yes, she ended up very well, like in the film. And for the group of teenagers, it was a very long research, like more than 1,000 teenagers around all the Northeast coast. We received a lot of things. Yes, so it was a long process.
Well, you did an amazing job. So
thank you.
Thank you for being with us. We speak with Nara Normand, the director of Heartless and Curaçao, Section Horizonte. This is Laura Della Corte for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.